Thank you and good morning. This is Jamie Geisler. Yesterday, the Senate committee approved record funding for infrastructure. Both the House Transportation and Infrastructure Committee and the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee marked up and passed their 2018 Water Resources Development Act, or WRDA bills, this week with the Senate committee sitting its $43.77 billion bill, including the largest ever funding level for Corps of Engineers, to the full chamber by a 30-to-1 vote. Both the House and Senate bills were reported out of committee with bipartisan support. WRDA provides for improvements to the nation's ports, inland waterways, locks, dams, flood protection, ecosystem restoration, and other water resource infrastructure. The House and Senate bills can be generally characterized as straightforward reauthorization bills with no significant new programs, policies, or funding. There are policy provisions that will continue to move forward with efforts to streamline the project process for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. Changes supported by the American Soybean Association, or ASA, and enacted in the 2014 and 2016 WRDA bills have effectively moved up the time frame for completion of the long-standing backlog of inland waterway projects, including the locks and dams on the Upper Mississippi, Illinois River, and Ohio River systems. Of specific interest to ASA, the 2018 House WRDA bill directs the National Academy of Sciences to evaluate the current organizational structure of the Corps' Civil Works function and to identify impediments to efficient project delivery and then provide recommendations to Congress. The House bill would also move the Harbor Maintenance Trust Fund, or HMTF, off budget to allow for full use of HMTF funds to be used solely for harbor maintenance purposes. This is currently being done gradually through the appropriations process based on an agreement reached in the 2014 WRDA bill, and the House 2018 WRDA bill would submit the agreement into law. The action on the WRDA bills follows recent movement on the FY19 Energy and Water Appropriations Bill. The House Appropriations Committee last week passed the FW 2019 Energy and Water Appropriations Bill with significant increases for waterway infrastructure. The Energy and Water Appropriation Bill provides annual funding for the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, including the Inland Waterways programs that are priorities for ASA. The House committee-approved bill provides overall funding for the Corps of Engineers at $7.3 billion, an increase of $451 million above the FW 2018 enacted level. The bill calls for full use of estimated annual revenues from the Inland Waterways Trust Fund and includes $1.6 billion in funding for the Harbor Maintenance Trust Fund. The Corps Operation and Maintenance account received a record level of $3.8 billion, which is $200 million more than the FY18 enacted level. The National Corn Growers Association has some advice on how to keep pollinators, such as honeybees, safe this growing season. With another growing season underway across corn country, the National Corn Growers Association encourages farmers to complete a mental checklist and assess your farming operation and any potential impact for pollinators like honeybees. If you are using treated seed, remember to consider the following five basic steps for stewardship of treated seed during planting season. Follow directions on treated seed container labels for handling, storage, planting, and disposal practices. Eliminate flowering plants and weeds in and around the field prior to planting. Use advanced sealed seed flow lubricants that minimize dust. Be aware of honeybees and hives located near the field and communicate with beekeepers prior to planting when possible. Completely clean and remove all treated seed left in containers and equipment used to handle harvested grain and dispose of it properly. Keep all treated seed out of the commodity grain channels. Likewise, as you plan summer spraying of insecticides, consider best management practices on your farm. This is especially critical if you have beehives on your farm or on neighboring land. It's all about awareness and communication. With an increasing number of consumers becoming concerned with the meat they are buying, the beef industry has created many consumer awareness programs. A long-standing program supported by the Beef Checkoff, designed to build advocates for beef, a long-range plan strategic initiative, is the Team Beef program. Team Beef is a national program that is coordinated at the grassroots level, either within the state, under the direction of state beef councils, or the region, which is the case in the Northeast region. Over the years, Team Beef members from all over the country have been assembled to run in large Northeast-based road races, such as the Marine Corps Marathon in Washington, D.C., and the Boston Marathon in Boston, Massachusetts. Groups as large as 30 to 40 Team Beef members raced in these large, prestigious races, advocating the power of beef as a source of protein and essential nutrients in the diet of athletes. This past spring, David Roy, a cattle farmer from Socaire, New York, raced in the Boston, Massachusetts Marathon with his son and finished faster than his goal finish time, despite the miserable weather conditions. A core group of Northeast-based beef advocates proudly wearing the Team Beef jersey was assembled at the start of 2018 to amplify the positive beef story every time they hit the roads in the Northeast region. The Northeast Team Beef is a group of beef-loving fitness enthusiasts. These athletes are committed to living active, healthy lifestyles and are dedicated to serving their community and helping others lead healthier lives. The inaugural Northeast Team Beef has been capped at 19 members for fiscal year 2017 to 2018, and they hail from Vermont, Massachusetts, Connecticut, New Jersey, Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. The team is made up of animal agriculture industry professionals, as well as health, fitness, and medical professionals. These members have been and will continue to support their Team Beef jersey in over 50 Northeast-based races during the 2018 racing year. Additionally, members are being engaged throughout the year via monthly educational newsletters, a May webinar, and a six-month Prime Cuts incentive contest designed to encourage completion of various beef educational activities, including, but not limited to, the Masters of Beef Advocacy Program. Ashley Sears Randall of South Deerford, Massachusetts, and the Member Services Director with the Northeast Dairy Producers Association, knows the value of beef in her diet as a marathoner. From distance running to eating a well-balanced diet, beef plays an important role in my diet as a recovery source of lean protein. Growing up on a dairy farm, I was accustomed to weekly dinners that featured beef as the main dish. As I attended college and later entered the workforce, I incorporated beef into my diet to provide energy, lean protein, and iron. Once I got into distance running and fitness, I quickly learned the importance of good nutrition to improve my performance, and beef has helped me to achieve that. Christy Brown, Director of Marketing with the Northeast Beef Promotion Initiative, a contractor to the Beef Checkoff Program, commented, "The passion, enthusiasm, and dedication of the Northeast Team Beef members is really inspiring. Not only do they recognize and appreciate the value of beef in their diet as athletes, but they are proud to share that information with other runners and promote beef and the industry." Rachel Tampling of Hartford, Connecticut, and University of Connecticut professor, track and field coach, spin and yoga instructor, and proud granddaughter of a cattleman, shares about the role of beef in her diet. "Beef is not only an important component of the diet of a runner, but the perfect lean protein for athletes. One of the keys to success as a runner is a proper diet that supports the caloric and nutrient needs of a runner. All endurance athletes need delicious, filling, nutrient-dense foods that are quick and easy to prepare. Offering lean protein and nutrients runners need, like iron and zinc, beef is the perfect choice. Beef also offers the flavor variety athletes crave, with preparation options for every budget and taste. From filet on date night to meatloaf sundae, beef offers great choices for every taste. Beef is easy to prepare and offers the rich, satisfying taste runners love, and the protein, vitamins, and minerals runners need. Athletes can be confident that when they're choosing beef, they're choosing a lean protein that offers nutrition to support an active lifestyle." This concludes your Morning Farm Show for today. I'm Jamie Geisler.